Welcome everyone to the Sweet Potato Pod. I am your host. It's me, T-O-double-D, the host here. I am Top Choice Todd Royce, and this is the Sweet Potato Pod. Welcome. We are here, me and Sweet Derek, and we are going to be trying to make some jokes and trying to have some laughs. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to talk to our guest, and we are going to have a good time today. And we are... I'm just waiting to see how long you're going to let me go.
This microphone smells.
Does it?
Yes.
Who was the last person on? Probably Rebel Lynn. So that's an interesting smell. Josh.
Yes, ma'am.
Josh Nasser.
Yes.
Welcome to the Sweet Potato Pod.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful and happy to be here. I love you. And no matter how mean I get on this podcast to you, it's all fake and I love you. But I really wish you weren't alive. Oh. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Liquid death. Water all over you. Definitely not a sponsor. How long have we known each other now? Since the pandemic, right?
I yeah.
Our relationship's the worst thing that came out of that.
No, it's the best thing that came out of it. You're one of my best friends, and I love you, and I'd do anything for you. And I saw you online. I'm like, this guy's talented. I want to be friends with him. And then you ended up being kind and knowledgeable and one of the biggest assets of my life. Keyword assets. So it was a dumb dad joke.
Very,
I'm sorry.
Very, very bad. But this is not going to work if you're going to be so nice. Because I plan to just tear you a new one.
Well,
and
I was doing some praying and meditating today.
Were you?
Yeah.
You've been getting really in touch with your spiritual side.
I wasn't doing any of that.
No.
Anyways, that was what came out of the pandemic. A good friendship. And we pretty much FaceTime and talk 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, it's true. It's a lot. I enjoy it. I'm not saying that it's a lot like it's a bad thing. I enjoy it very much, Josh. Josh, are you okay? Josh,
I'm fine.
Stay with us.
Sorry.
This is your first time meeting Sweet Derek.
Yes.
What do you think so far?
I like his shirt. I was actually going to ask him where I can get it. I don't want the Nike swish on it, but I want that shirt.
Thank you.
So you want him to redesign the shirt itself?
I know. It looks very... That shirt could either be worth $5 or $500. It's like a great shirt. And if you had the Nike swish off, you wouldn't know if it was $5 or $500. It's like a good shirt.
Yeah, it's all right. Whatever. We don't need to talk too much about him. He's not even on camera. Josh, the one thing that I've been trying to do since we met is get to really the heart of who you are as a human being, as a person, as a spirit going through this world, going through this life, and spreading joy to many people, sorrow to many people.
It's actually sorrow. So not sorrow.
I'm from Canada.
It's sorrow. And your audience doesn't know who the fuck I am.
No, my audience knows you.
They don't know who I am. They don't even know what I do.
You're the guy that drives up to people. And
yeah, I pull up my car or I walk around with hidden body cams or car cams and I say very nice, happy, positive things to people. I do stand-up comedy, host TV shows. I was on a show called Sons of Anarchy. But now I've got over 6 billion views and almost close to 10 million followers just being kind to people.
Okay.
I mean, I just rattled off my credits. That
no,
was
you
all.
Did. No, you absolutely did, and that was great, and that was wonderful. And when we met, you were almost at 1 million followers, and I was at 700,000 followers. And now, a few years later, you're at 7 billion followers, and I'm at 700,000 followers.
That's because I'm relentless. I am honestly, I do this. And we talk about the mental health part of it. It's no joke.
Yeah.
And it's been to my detriment. But I am 15 hours a day. I edit until 2 in the morning. I wake up at 8 in the morning. I shoot, edit, color correct, direct 99.9% of my stuff. Other than I hire out to do compilations.
Yeah.
And this is all that I do. This is all that I've done for the last, since December 15th, 2020, on or about. That's all that I've done.
It's actually, and you do, like, sometimes you just call me up and you'll just say, like, I'm in a really bad place right now. I need you to be mean to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is,
it gets me out of the matrix of these apps. It's no joke. It's no game. And I'm just saying on the way over here, I'm like, talking to my therapist. He's like, you need to like hang out with your friends. Like, get out of the phone, get out of all of it and just be an idiot. And then the more mean you are, the more I cackle.
Yeah.
It makes me so. My dad just passed away like a year ago, and I was being the things that I say to him are so mean, and it makes me laugh so much.
Yeah.
And I think you sent me a picture of a casket and you said, "Hey, is this your dad?" or something like that, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, okay, to be fair, you sent a gif of a gorilla taking a dump. And you said, is this your mother?
That's true. That could be true. That could be true. That could be true.
My response was to send you a picture of a cop and say, is this your father?
And then the meaner you are to me, the more that I bang the couch and I'm dying. I mean, I just think it's so funny because I love you and you love me. And we say the worst things to each other.
Unless we're in public, in which case we just try to victimize people walking by us.
Yeah, that's true.
Today there was a lot of walking through casinos and just whenever someone would walk in between us, one of us would shout something to the other, but like literally right in their ear.
Yeah. And you want to make sure you insert it into that person's ear.
Yeah.
So that person's walking and then we spread apart. And then right when they're, we just say that, and I'm not going to say it on here. But it's the worst. Just know that it is so bad. It is so horrible and offensive. And we cackle. Like, we cackle.
What about, and again, without quoting everything, but what about when we were on the elevator and the last thing that one guy that was on the elevator with us heard was me asking you why you were banging a guy in diapers?
I mean,
after a full conversation.
It's just, and I cackle. I laugh. I think it's so fun. And as long as that person, honestly, they know. I mean, they're being sick and they laugh. You know, I never want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, that's why it's not directed at them. We're not walking by someone and saying something about them. Worst case scenario, they believe us and they have a great story to tell people. They have this amazing story. I was in Vegas, I won $500 here. Yeah. I lost $800 here. But these two guys just randomly walk by.
Yeah. So it's fun. I love anything to do with the public. And it comes from, I did a background. I sold frozen meat door to door for 21 years. I knocked on doors and I sold kind of like Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I sold frozen food. So the rhythm of the street and knocking on doors and talking to people, that's what kind of trained me how to tiptoe the line and make sure people are happy and I don't offend anybody. By the way, I just heard a hissing, a very loud hissing in my ear.
That might have been a demon.
And I still hear it. So I don't know if it's recording like that. I don't know.
No, it shouldn't be. Yeah. It's weird.
Sorry. So I didn't want to record.
No, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I'd say there is a few times too, and we could have this part out the fan if it hits the microphone sometimes too. You could hear like the fan. But I mean, you have like amazing hearing if that's also not the case. Yeah.
Turn off the fan.
I mean, we could, but it's going to get hot in here. We're going to get like a sweat box.
Which is fine. We've been in sweat boxes before.
By the way, that like voice that I did, I just can't stop doing, you know, Sebastian Maniscalco. Yep. Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Constantly. If he pulls into Sebastian.
What are you doing with your life?
It's a solid impression. I like it.
What are you doing? Comb your beard.
I did.
He just hates everything. He's my favorite. You get drinking liquid death. All right.
Are you checking your phone right now?
Yeah, girlfriend called me.
Oh, that's right. You have someone who cares about you now.
Yes, I do have somebody who cares about me.
That's so interesting. So what is it? Because it's been 4 years that we've known each other, and literally no one has cared about you.
Well, I have a girlfriend now. Aside from me. I have a girlfriend now for about 2 years. Much better than me. Much smarter than me. Almost on Social Security, so I'm excited.
That's perfect. Clip the part where he was talking about how she's smarter and better, and then he can send it to her as like a Valentine's Day present.
Yeah, thank you.
You got it.
We're going so many different places. So, as you said, people might not know, but how long have you been doing stand-up?
So I started stand-up comedy like 20 years ago. I did it on and off, and then I did crowd warm-up for TV shows. So if you don't know what that is, the guy in front of a TV show, let's say it's Jimmy Kimmel, there's somebody or whoever, you know, I didn't do it on his, but I did for a lot of game shows. I did it for MTV Spring Break. So I was on stage in front of 3,000 people, keeping them happy. Not everybody knows everybody knows what crowd warm-up is. Everyone knows what crowd warm-up is.
Everybody knows what, it's right in the name. It's crowd warm-up for TV.
Okay. Just so you know, about 90% of the people don't know until I go, you know, the guy in the front before the TV show starts, before they start taping. Oh, yeah, that's what happens.
So you're saying 90% of the people
have no idea what it is. No, I didn't say that. I said they just don't know how it works. No,
I'm saying it.
Yeah. Are you going out of your way to be hurtful, or are you just this person?
It's pretty easy sometimes. Right. But, okay, so you did the TV warm-up.
Did TV warm-up. I hosted TV shows. I did Loveline, Beat the Geeks, a bunch of Comedy Central stuff. I did all the spring breaks for MTV.
How was that? What was that? Before the show, you'd go out and on the beach, but...
So it'd be on there in front of 3,000 kids. Like I was fucking saying before you fucking interrupted me. you fucking, I don't know what this voice is, you fucking moron. I was doing that. So I'd be there in between show tapings, you know, camera one goes down or overheats or this, that. I'd be on there for 10, 12 hours just doing dance competition, looks lookalike competitions, best joke, giving away T-shirts and hats and all kinds of stuff.
Do you remember what the best joke you heard was?
No.
Oh. Do you?
Why did the monkey fall to the tree?
Why?
He had no arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there? Not the monkey.
Not the monkey, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I have one like that, but it's about school shooting. Wait a second.
Hold on a second. Wait. I'm not involved in that. Whatever. Every camera, I'm not involved in that.
It's not
him. Literally, that's not me. I didn't say anything about that.
We don't work together anymore. Jesus, this is the first time we've seen each other.
Please don't. I will get canceled for your nonsense. Jesus, stop.
Okay, sorry.
Stop. I got an image.
You're right. You have a career. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So we'll get better. So what were you saying about the juice? No, just like on the way up here. What was it like being on Sons of Anarchy? Because that's one of my favorite shows of all time. I feel like I look like I could be on, I feel like I could look like Flapjack's Teller.
Can I tell you? That's hilarious.
I like that thing.
Can I tell you what the intrusive thought? I wanted to just be quiet for 45 seconds, just stare at you and act just nothing. I just wanted to make it awkward. Sons of Anarchy was great because I was on season 6 and season 7, the final two seasons, and they were already a locomotive. They already had money. It was already super, super, super famous, and it was just awesome. So you walk in the morning, oh, what kind of coffee would you like? Oh, shit. Would you like egg whites? Would you like steak? Everything was fucking there, and I didn't have that many lines.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, here's your, you know, whatever. It was like small stuff. So it was really fun. It was my first big TV show.
You got tossed around by Katie Sagal, though. Which
yeah.
Is pretty...
And actually, they had a stunt guy there that looked like me. And I was like, I'll just do it. They go, really? I go, yeah, I don't give a shit. I'll just do it. So they actually hired somebody. We had the same body type, same kind of look and everything. And I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Same nose and everything?
Wait a second. Hold on
well,
a second.
I'm just saying, like, that would be, were you guys in the same room together?
I mean, what are you talking? I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, just the camera's right there. If you give them the side profile, there's a. Is it true that you didn't realize how huge your nose was until we became friends? Because you said that before.
Hold on a second. What are you talking about?
You've said that before. You've said that you never thought that you...
I mean, I was just correcting the holy so-and-so for grammar, punctuation, and spelling errors, and I didn't see your name anywhere.
Well, that was a big error.
I don't even know what you're saying. I don't even know what I'm saying. I just tried to get you off the topic of my big nose. Why are you attacking me?
I don't know. I honestly thought when you sat down here that we were going to be going at it either verbally or sexually, and so far it's been neither. You've been this sweet little, you've been very, very sweet. And
yeah,
very
off
kind.
Camera I'm a monster, but on camera, off camera the things I say to this dude. What was that?
I was show. I don't know. That was me snapping.
What are you
at
doing?
The camera.
What are you doing? I was literally looking at the camera. Yeah, off camera.
It's gonna autofocus.
I mean, what is
now.
He doing? What are you? What the fuck? What is it? I literally said off camera monster. You went like this. Like what is wrong with you? I need to understand. Take me back to, hey guys, off camera monster, on camera like that. What? Why?
My thought process was so that you knew where the camera was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had issues with that before in here.
That is true.
Thank you.
I think my nose would go good on your body.
Why would that be?
I just feel like it would be a good fit.
I feel like I could use your nostrils as a hula hoop.
Wait a second. Are you telling me you want to use my nostrils as a hula hoop?
I want to climb up inside your nostril and swivel my hips.
Do you think I have a big nose?
No, honestly, I think it's pretty average. Yeah.
Well, aren't you the asshole?
It's like a sharper nose, like it's a distinct nose, but like it's not like a big nose.
Are you
nose.
Saying it's like a hook nose? Or
no, I said sharp. I said sharp, not a hook.
Look how
he's manipulating my words.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but look how funny he thinks he is.
He's having the time of his life over there.
Can you end this show by having a heart attack? I think it'll be great, just like as a finale
it's
for this episode.
It's a strong possibility.
Yeah, oh well.
It's a very strong possibility.
We can tell.
Well, who were your... No, just go back into questions. Who were your comedic influences growing up?
Jim Carrey, Robin Williams.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I just think they're great. I can't do what they do. I can't do George Carlin. It's just my brain doesn't work like that. But those kind of people are just like so good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I watched Dane Cook. I watched him a lot growing up. I watched Laurel and Hardy growing up. I watched the Three Stooges. I watched Abbott and Costello. I watched The Odd Couple. I watched all those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no female influences.
Growing up, I would say Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett was great.
She was next level. I guess influence is different. Like, I can't touch Carol Burnett. I mean, that's like, it's just insane. I mean, I watched Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. I was just watching again, and she came down. I mean, all of it when she came down with the curtain rods.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that? It's just so amazing.
I genuinely think that two of the most underrated sketch comedy shows of all time are The Carol Burnett Show.
What are you talking about underrated? Nobody has underrated them. They said it's the best of all time. How are you saying that? How can you say underrated? Like, nobody likes them except me. Underrated. What the fuck? It's one of the most famous ones of all time.
When people talk about the best sketch comedy shows of all time, they talk SNL. They talk.
No.
Do you know Carol Burnett Show?
It might be out of my age range. No, I'm going to.
See, that's what I'm saying. I guess that's what I'm saying.
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
Shut up. There's shows now. There are plenty of shows from back then that people now still know about. You see clips on TikTok and all that sort of stuff. Carol Burnett doesn't get as much coverage.
Okay. I don't know if it's underrated, though. I mean, you might be right, but I don't want to agree with you. Also,
I think it deserves more rating.
I watched The Jeffersons growing up. I watched Good Times growing up.
You're letting people know you're cool. I watched All in the Family.
Which one was All in the Family? Archie
serious?
Bunker?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Meathead? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did watch that also. Archie Bunker was amazing.
Fine, if I'm Meathead, you're a dingbat. Yes, All in the Family.
I'm going to actually send you a clip of, I think it was George Jefferson. Do you know how that's how Jefferson started? He had a guest star. George Jefferson was his neighbor, and I think he had a guest star, a co-star, and on All in the Family.
Yeah, I know. Of course I know that. Oh, everyone knows. There's nobody that... you want to get on me. The Jeffersons was the biggest example of a successful spinoff. Mm-hmm. There's never been a show as good as The Jeffersons that's come out of another show's loins, except for maybe The Simpsons.
Did you just say loins? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Loins of a TV show. You just said... All in the Family birthed The Jeffersons.
There's never been another show that's come out of the loins?
Yeah.
Are you an asshole? Who the fuck? Who talks about one show and then a spinoff and calls it the loins of the the loins? What are you, 18th century?
Fine. It comes from the...
You drink out of a chalice? You fucking asshole. God, what an asshole. The loins. What kind of asshole are you?
See, this is the Josh I know.
Hold on
this
a second.
Is... Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say happy Secretary's Day.
Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. How's my mom?
You know what? Your mom is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're taking time apart and seeing other people.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm seeing your dad.
You know, people, you mentioned that. What I want to bring up was that you called me the day of my dad's...
Sorry.
Son of a bitch. Because you see, that's funny because my dog passed away.
So every time I'm FaceTiming, I go like this. Hold on, Todd. And then I die laughing.
Yeah, he does. The day of my dad's celebration of life. I'm sitting at my sister's table. Phone rings. Oh, it's my buddy Josh. I pick it up, and he's like, hey, my dad's blowing. Sorry.
I didn't say any of this. Whatever he's about to say, I didn't say any of this. All cameras, I didn't say any of this.
He said something extremely offensive about my dad, and my sister is just like, she doesn't, because people don't understand.
That's job well done, then. I would say it's job well done.
Yeah, I think so. It was good. It was great.
And we do it back and forth to each other. And I think real friends in real life really do that. Maybe you can't say it in public, but you've been there for me when things are great and when things are bad. And we just do that to each other.
Yeah.
It's our relationship.
I'm definitely more
here we go. Here's a joke. Watch. He's going to say something mean. I can tell by the look on your face. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm definitely more entertained when things are going well for you because you're my friend, and I do love you, and I do hope nothing but success for you.
What's that? Sorry, go on.
I thought I retired something.
You did retire.
I did.
That. Why?
Yeah. Because what's the point? What's the fucking point? I'm not...
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I don't know. I just figured I'd snap at a camera randomly. I just had to do that real quick. I just wanted to make sure.
Now I know where to look.
Yeah, I just wanted to snap.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
That. No, I appreciate that very much. You helped me out. Are you gonna do
anything? By the way, this is what we do all day when we FaceTime.
I'm enjoying it.
We just shit on each other and cackle. And it's so fun.
Here, I'm wearing pants. On the phone, usually not.
No pants?
No.
That's the way to go.
I have never seen Todd off of his couch in my life.
I'm not never, on my couch right I've never, now. So
other
lying.
Than now, I've never seen him off of his couch.
He just happens to call me when I'm sitting on my couch.
Always on his couch. And he's usually drinking some type of energy drink. And I go, hey, what's up, health nut? Every time. Oh, look at the health nut. One of my favorite things to say.
That's true. You said that today when we were driving by somebody.
Yeah, can you explain to me why you like cigars?
Oh, I absolutely can.
And also, everybody else around you who doesn't smoke, we don't like them.
No,
so if you're sitting out on a patio.
Listen, because there are very few designated areas where you can smoke a cigar, where you can enjoy a cigar. And if someone's sitting in that area, great, happy for them. But if they're going to then complain because I'm smoking a cigar in a place that I'm allowed to, I don't care.
Hold on a second. Let's say you're on a patio.
Okay.
Let's say I'm on a patio. Outside. And you're allowed to smoke a
cigar.
I'm
allowed to smoke.
It's an outside patio.
Yeah.
Do you think
most
it's appropriate?
Patios are outside. I'm just saying you're kind of overstating the.
I mean, if it was enclosed.
But continue.
Toupee. So if you're an outside patio, and by the way, most patios are outside. If you are
what
an
if it's a catio? Do you know catio?
No, but I know daddy-o. Hold on. Okay. So if you're on an outside patio and it's permitted smoking, let's just say.
Right.
Do you think that it's still okay?
Like a balcony, maybe, if it's a balcony.
Yeah. Do you think it's okay to blow it everywhere where everybody can fucking smell it?
So first of all, most people love the smell
of the cigar. Hold on. Secondly, do you like the smell of cigar smoke?
I don't.
Hey, okay. There's a most person right there. There's an example of most person who doesn't fucking like it. So fuck you. Sorry.
I'll blow it up.
Oh, great.
I blow it up into the air.
And then we can't smell it anymore. Yeah. So do you think it's okay to smoke in an outside patio?
If it's
Let's say it's a restaurant bar and they're smoking outside, right? Do you think it's okay to smoke outside?
Of course. If they're smoking outside, sure.
Ugh, it's so gross.
Why would that not be okay? It's outside. I mean, if people... There's plenty of room outside. I don't know if you've been outside lately, but there's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go outside and someone else is outside and I'm smoking a cigar, they can walk somewhere else.
By the way, when is this podcast done?
When is it done?
Sorry, I was listening. What did you say? I am so sorry. I was just checking the time to see when I can get the fuck out of here. Go ahead. I left 5 minutes ago mentally.
Yeah.
So you think it's okay to smoke the cigar, even though it bothers everybody?
It doesn't bother everybody. Because I usually smoke in cigar lounges.
Quick question. Hey, do you like cigar smoke?
I don't.
Well, there you go. Look at that. There you go. There's everybody.
But I will say Todd is very respectful when I've been around him with the cigar smoking, where he actually is aware of it and will blow it like away from me. Mm-hmm. He is aware of his surroundings, mm-hmm. at least with me.
That's right.
But I still don't love it. Yeah.
Did you see how my fingertip covered my nose right there? You couldn't do that at all to save your life. That's right.
It's so fun when he picks on me. Why do I love it?
Your teeth are awfully white.
Yeah, I whiten them. Yours aren't.
Well, I smoke cigars.
Oh, well, there you go.
I
am a loser.
How did you find is this now your girlfriend is a real woman, right? Mm-hmm. Like she's a real person.
She was bartending and this loud voice in my head goes, wow, this woman is very smart. And it turns out she's 10 times smarter than me.
How many loud voices do you have in your head?
Shut up.
Three.
Yep. Your father, your dog, and your mother. Jesus. And that's about it.
Wait a minute. If you heard something about my mom, that was three.
Yeah.
All right.
I met this woman. She's great. She's awesome and very good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, maybe you shouldn't scream at strangers. You know?
I tried to tell Rachel about what we did this afternoon. And I was just like, she looked so happy that I was like, so I picked Josh up and we're hanging out. She's like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, and then people would walk by and she'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I say things on FaceTime and his wife is just like.
Yeah, she does not. She doesn't care for Josh.
Well, you know who needed more positivity in their life and needed shouted things of positive? This Silver Servant robot is the first robot in history to commit suicide, deadly plunge under probe in Korea.
Hold on. What kind of segue is it? What the fuck are you doing? What are you trying to act like that's normal? Your segue was actually the verbiage was perfect, perfect. But you know what also needs positivity? Yeah, the civil servant robot commits suicide. Deadly. I mean, what the fuck are you doing? By the way, didn't tell me you're doing any of this. And I feel like you're like a kid and you go, I want to show my friends my new fucking civil servant. Is this a part of the podcast I didn't know about?
It is.
This is, yeah.
Why don't you tell us? Like, hey, guys, I got some fun, you know?
I told you on the way over here.
Yeah, but why did he try to slide it in like no one's going to fucking notice that he's going to take a left turn in Albuquerque? Hold on. Okay, we're back. Now, what were you saying? I'm so sorry.
The Silver Servant robot is the first robot to commit suicide. It jumped off a flight of stairs in Korea.
Holy.
Wow. Shit. Wait, so it actually just jumped on
it? Like rolled off, yeah.
Side note, I heard this, don't know if it's true, that the government or these agencies are 10, and I don't know if this is true at all, 10 years ahead of what they show us aeronautically and 20 years technologically.
Yes.
I could be wrong, but essentially, like, that
so you're saying that's a fact.
Dude, that joke didn't. It was like a 5 out of 12.
I
am a loser.
That's crazy. Do we know for sure? Okay, so it says after what appears to be a deliberate plunge down a 2-meter staircase.
By the way, where's this article from? Just, I don't know. I don't even. Is it something that's
Interesting Engineering? Is that the name of the, is that the website?
Yeah, it was on several because this is based out of Korea because they actually use robots. They're one of the first countries to use like robots like taking over jobs and things like that in like civil areas and stuff. They're the most technology advanced, supposedly, as far as using in their public.
Right, right. That seems crazy to me. If we're getting to the point already where robots are getting as depressed as human beings are with their working conditions, that's...
And it was a robot supervisor.
It was a supervisor? Doesn't sound super
to
me.
It's actually kind of interesting what you said is if it is artificial intelligence and it does end up, like, would it have some other feelings, thoughts, emotions other than logical, or could it solve its own logical problems? Meaning, or it does it not have emotion, or is it having, like, does that make sense? Like, where does it go? Where does it exponentially go to? If it goes to emotion... You know?
Well, I wonder if it is it an emotional response that it's having, or is it having an intellectual response where it's like we, you know, if we're created by artificial intelligence, we are artificial intelligence and we're superior beings, but we're doing the bidding of these people, then might as well just end it all.
Hey, can you turn off my headphones? I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
I was, no, leave them on. I was just doing a bit. I was just doing a bit.
And it landed.
Yeah, it did. So.
Like much like this robot did.
Yeah, another great segue. Wow, you guys are great.
Robotics and ethical concerns. Notably, South Korea is a global leader in robotics adoption, and it boasts the highest robot density in the world. Well, okay, robotic adoption. I feel like we should have robotic abortion because I think this AI stuff has gone.
I mean, what are you doing? You're just trying to sneak jokes in. What the fuck?
I'm just saying.
I mean, what are you... Like, what? Well, I can't.
With one industrial robot for every 10 employees. I still don't... Look, can either of you explain this to me? Why are we as humans creating this intelligence that is literally the whole point of it? Forget about the possibility of them taking over or whatever, but the whole point is to put people out of work.
And by the way, I just want to say, alert, fruit fly quarantine zone. I just wanted to let everybody know that. It's the fruit fly quarantine zone. Now back to the program. The whole point is not to put it out to work. What are you talking about?
That's what they're saying. These robots are here to replace humans that are working at this place.
Yeah, but I don't think the point of it is put out to work. I think it's to expand their ideas, to expand civilization is what they're thinking it's going to do. Now... I don't know if it's good or bad, meaning like with every advancement of technology. So this is silly and it's not a thought out example. Like before it was horse and carriage. Well, then we got the cars. Well, now the people that took care of the horses, they're out of work. I'm just giving a silly example. So will we find jobs for those people that are put out of work. I just don't know. I'm not smart enough to know if society, if that creates more jobs, does that make sense to keep,
I see what you're
or
saying.
Or are everybody out of jobs? But I don't know.
Whatever happened to, because all my life we've been talking about flying cars and we still don't have those. Like if you watch Back to the Future.
That is not acknowledging what the fuck I just said. Well, no, that has nothing to do with what I said. That literally has nothing to do with what I just said.
There hasn't been an evolution from car to something else yet.
I'm talking about the workforce. What the fuck's have to do with that? I'm talking about the workforce and if these machines.
Okay, well, if you had flying cars, that would create people that could create or that could work on flying cars that can't work on.
I would say the next step, Todd, though, would be that cars are driving themselves now. So that is a step towards.
I'm not a fan of that. Would you get in a car?
So I got a new car that has that on there. And what I realized, it's not for us. It's for the 12-year-old who that's in their brain as normal, self-driving. So when they turn driving age, that's not. Like that's their paradigm. It's in other words, if a baby is born now, they have a cell phone or that's the whole paradigm.
Right.
So then okay. Does that make sense?
So yeah. So they like a baby born now lives in a world with
that
with all the stuff that we're not used to. Yeah. They live in a world with driverless cars and they right. live in a world with robots and they
so
live in a world where
9/11
already happened.
Yes.
Like, yeah. All right. So.
I got a text. I don't give a shit about this podcast. I don't give a shit about this podcast. Hold on. Hey, love, I'm on a podcast right now with Todd, so I don't think he'll make it through the entire podcast. I should be able to call you soon.
Why don't you call her now on the pod?
Nah, that's good. I'll wait. You probably got, what, another 15 minutes left?
That's what my doctor said. Yeah, about that.
Go ahead.
All right, so we're done with that. So, I remember. I know something.
Let's see how you're going to segue back into a fucking conversation, you fuck.
You know, one thing technology will never replace is the good old-fashioned prank call.
Uh-huh.
And you were a fan of the Jerky Boys.
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you. Get Brett where I know every line.
I never watched the Jerky Boys.
I love the Jerky Boys. They're one of my Fab Five fave. In fact, I messaged him.
One of your what five
fave? Fab Five fave. One of my Fab Five fave. I message him and I'm like, I'm literally doing impersonation. I'm literally doing you on some of my car videos.
Doing me? Oh, doing. Oh, okay. Of them. Okay. What's your favorite car video? Is there one video that stands out that's your favorite? Not. I'm not saying one line. I'm not saying one person. I am saying, is there one specific video that you can think of?
Why are you so screaming? Wow, that was amazing. Do it again, but leave. Sorry. Go on.
What's your favorite video that you've done?
I think one of them was I go, excuse me, sir, quick question. What's one thing in life you regret? What's one thing in life you regret?
Was the first video that you did?
Wait a second. You just asked me a question.
Yeah.
And I was literally giving you an answer.
No, I know. I heard. Was the first video you did the one on the subway?
Yeah.
With the people kissing?
Yeah.
Can you look that up?
Jesus Christ.
What? You don't want to see it?
All right.
I was going to show everyone. Okay.
Yeah, so, no, I actually did videos. When I was 18, I was sending videos into MTV, doing the same stuff that I'm doing now, and I just kept going. But I was ahead of the time as far as there wasn't a technology to be able to have hidden body cams.
Right.
So now I have hidden body cams.
Do you have any?
Is it the Subway PDA alert is the best prank
yep,
ever?
There it is.
You
got it. Yes.
Oh. While we're watching this, can you come up with a Brody Stevens story? Is there a good Brody Stevens story that you have? Or?
I love Brody. Yeah.
I never
so,
got to meet him.
Brody Stevens was an amazing comedian. He went on stage. You got it. Yes. He would bring kettlebells on stage and just start stretching out. So I would walk into the main room. He'd be on stage 1:49 in the morning. And I would sit there and I would have my phone hiding, but in plain sight to film him.
Yeah.
He would say, Josh, what are you doing? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I see you filming. What are you doing? And I go, well, comedian Jeff Dye and comedian Brant Tobler are fans of yours, and they can't be here, so I still want to show them your comedy. He goes, how does that help me? And I go, well, they think you're funny, and they support you. He goes, are they going to hire me? Get in the back. So I would get all the way in the back. By the way, same joke every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I would get all the way back to Comedy Store, and then like 10 minutes later, he goes, I can still see you're pulling focus. It was amazing.
His album is fucking brilliant if you watch it. But, by the way, do you still know Jeff Dye? Because I'd love to get him on the podcast.
His name is actually TV's Jeff Dye.
TV's Jeff
Dye. For whatever reason, his name is TV's Jeff Dye. Yes.
I would love to have him on the podcast. It would be nice to have like a. Like
he
a
will
funny,
not come out here. He's way too famous to come out here.
A funny comic.
He will
on
not
the podcast.
He will not be out here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and I heard your passive aggressive. Nice bit of funny comic on here. That starts with the host. Okay, here's my PDA. Let's roll. And 3, 2. So these are two people kissing.
Yeah.
And there was kids. There was everybody. I mean, this was a full. And they were like grabbing.
There.
And here's the reveal. Boom.
You were just telling them how much you love the Jeffersons. When I see that, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
So my question.
No, I'm out of this. I had nothing to do with what he just said. Get me the fuck out of this. What is wrong with you?
So
what the fuck in today's day and age? What is wrong with you?
Everything.
Yeah.
Today's day and age is what's wrong.
Besides
with
pulmonary
me.
Disease. Go on. Sure. What were you saying?
So what do you think's worse? Someone screaming like that at a young couple madly in love on a subway, or if I was smoking a stogie on the subway?
The smoking the stogie.
Do you think that?
Because I brought joy to them.
Which do you think is worse?
Oh, Jesus.
Smoking the stogie.
All right. Well, listen.
Sorry, Todd.
It might be time.
What has this podcast done? Sorry. Sorry.
It may be time to go off the Todd rope.
Oh, what is that?
That's a segment that we do.
Uh-huh.
That's what this ring here is for.
And you should relabel it, nobody gives a shit.
By the way,
nobody gives a shit about this podcast.
Can I tell you
yeah,
how much I appreciate my good friend, this friend, the love that we have for each other, the partnerships that we've had, the work that we've done together over the years, and you obviously have not watched one fucking episode of my podcast that I've had for the past 14 weeks.
What's your name? Sorry. Go ahead. Let's see what it is.
So what this is. So I don't know how much.
Is there popcorn in there? Because I feel like that's actually better for you.
You have this obsession with buttery popcorn fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sex thing or is that just something with me?
What's in there?
So what this is, we have. He put together a bunch of questions, and that's all.
And how many views is this going to get? 6 or 7?
It'll probably get, with you on it, it'll probably get 4.
Okay.
So, which doesn't make any sense because you get a billion views on every fucking talentless thing you do. So this
just
is rapid fire. This is rapid fire,
dude.
Let's so fucking pay attention.
Hey, great watch. Where'd you get it? Spencer's?
You son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
What's the one thing you've always wanted to do, but you were too scared to do? Rapid fire.
The squirrel jump, the jumping off with the squirrel suit, like flying.
Oh,
yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
No, I know. I can tell. Go on.
Why is this writing so tiny? Look how small it is.
Just read the fucking question.
What's something you love that you're embarrassed to tell people about?
Your body.
Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Every answer from now on is your body. Let's see if it works.
If you could turn into an inanimate object, what would it be?
Your body. There we go. Your body. That's amazing.
It is crazy. How
next
that...
one is, the answer is your mother.
My mother. Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? I don't know why. Your mother.
What's a controversial opinion you have that most people disagree with? He's going to say something like, because I'm so positive in today's world. People don't like that.
I got nothing. Let's go to the next question. I got nothing. I got fucking nothing.
Okay, do you want to Carmack this one? Carmack?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Hold on. I got a text. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You're going to love this.
Your father. Go ahead.
As soon as this one's over, the podcast is done.
Okay.
So you just have to answer this. Fuck, marry, kill. Diddy, R. Kelly, or Chris Brown?
I don't know how that game's played. Explain it. You have to pick one of each?
Yeah, you have to decide which one of these three you want to fuck, which one you want to marry, and which one you want to kill.
Your father, your mother, and your dog.
No,
wait, I'm sorry. Wait, I thought that was on there.
No. It's Diddy.
Why do I have to do this? I'm not playing this.
What?
This is crazy.
These are people whose names are in the news.
I don't want to do this.
Okay, fine.
I mean, it's really ridiculous.
Fine.
But again, your mother, your father, and your dog. That's what I got to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then okay, so who are you voting for? Josh, I love you so much. Okay.
Oh, sorry. What?
Yeah. Why'd you have to hold it that far?
I just want to smell.
Your nose could smell everything in this room.
And believe me, it has. Merry Christmas. You're welcome. Go ahead. What were you saying? Is the podcast over? The
podcast is over. Oh, wait. This is the chance where you
can gives it. No one's watching this anyway.
This is where you can plug your dates.
Hey, everybody. My name is Josh Nassar, J-O-S-H-N-A-S-A-R. That's Josh, like NASA, the space program, J-O-S-H-N-A-S-A-R. On all platforms. Look me up. Give me a follow. Block Todd. And I have nothing to do with anything weird, controversial he says. I want everybody to know that. I'm happy. I don't want any problems.
Do you have any dates you want to plug?
Yes, your mother.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of here. Thanks for watching, everybody. Or listening. If you were listening on the podcast. All right, we're done.
Thanks, guys, everybody. Like, comment, subscribe. Later.